I'm Sierra Reeder, and I'm here with my mom, Michelle Reeder, in our office, and I'm going to interview her about some questions about my little brother, Thomas. Why do you love Thomas so much? Besides from the fact that he's your own kid, but, like, you know what I mean?
You know, he just brings another spin on life. You know, when you're not having those good days, then he kind of can turn it around sometimes. He just, how can you not love your kids?
True. Okay. What things come hard for Thomas?
You know, there are many things that come hard for him. You know, for example, like zipping his coat. You know, a typical kid can do that by the time they're two. For him, it didn't happen until he was, you know, well into elementary school. Things come hard, but he eventually will get it. He'll eventually will get it.
So just like the time that it takes to learn something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes a little bit longer.
What are you most proud of him for?
Wow. There's a lot of things.
We'll try to pick like maybe one or two.
What am I most proud of? Oh, wow. Maybe his stick with it attitude. You know, he will put up a kind of a fight about things sometimes, but he stays with it, you know.
Yeah, I guess I haven't really noticed that, but yeah, I get that for like Special Olympics and like cheer and stuff. How has Thomas impacted your life?
You know, he's made me, I think, wow.
Sorry, I should have asked this question last. Oh. Do you want me to come back to this question? Okay. What challenges come with having a child with Down syndrome? Sorry, I didn't mean to make you cry.
Not knowing what his future holds. You know, the uncertainty.
Okay. So, what challenges come with having a child with Down syndrome?
Not knowing what the future holds for him. You know, making sure everything is in place. You know, when he gets to be to the point of independence. You know, he's treated just like you or your brother, for the most part. Even though he does have challenges, but our goal is to make him, you know, as independent as he can be. So when the day comes that, you know, we're not here anymore, he can still navigate the world.
I told him if he ever wants to come live with me, he has me. But yeah. And then what skills and like what things have you learned and have gained with having a child with Down syndrome?
Skills and knowledge. Wow. Learning more about the I guess the hurdles and the challenges that people with disabilities face in the, in life, and the bureaucracy, I guess, that comes with it. Learning how to be an advocate for him.
I think a lot was like patience also, because I don't know, I feel like you always have to like wait, and I don't know if you,
because things take him longer. Absolutely.
What things have you experienced because Thomas has or has Down syndrome?
I guess
Special Olympics, buddy walk.
Well, I guess meeting people that I may have not met had I not had him, you know, and seeing the organizations that are made for these people. Yeah.
Okay. Last question. Are you ready to come back to it?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you most proud of Thomas for?
I'm proud of him for, I thought we answered that one, did we answer?
No, you started crying. Oh man, I mean, how did Thomas impact your life? That one, sorry.
You know, he's... He makes you look at things in a lighter light sometimes.
What?
Like you realize that you might have it hard.
But someone always has it harder.
But he's got a struggle. And he still stays with it. And he still, you know, even though things are hard for him, he still pushes through. And yeah.
Okay, well, that's it for today. Thank you for your time, and thank you for answering these questions about Thomas. But yeah.